Now, a new government survey suggests full-time public sector pay here is significantly higher than in the private sector, with the difference just over 41%. Women in particular benefit in the public sector, earning 68% more than their private sector counterparts. Well, on the line, Bumper Graham from the public sector union NIPSA and commentator Geoffrey Peel. Geoffrey Peel, does this surprise you, does it?
Not at all. It's been like this for many, many years. It's getting worse. Much greater public sector dependency in Northern Ireland. The fact that public sector workers earn just such a huge amount more than their private sector counterparts kind of crowds out the labour market. You know, people, particularly kids, sort of aspire to go and work for the public sector, which is quite the most depressing thing for the local economy. You know, we need to be creating sustainable private sector jobs. We're highly dependent to the tune of $10 billion of state subvention every year. And it's getting worse, and nothing appears to be being done about it. The politicians have got no idea how to focus on private sector development in this economy, and it really is incredibly depressing.
What needs to happen?
Well, we need a wholesale review of the nature of public sector spend, and we also need to start seriously reducing the dependency on public sector workers, because if you look at the overall salary bill, about 60% of state spending in Northern Ireland goes to the salary bill. So people are complaining, for example, about departmental cuts. But actually, the people who work in the departments are very happy because they're superannuated. Their salaries aren't going to see any reductions. Some of the permanent secretaries earn an absolute fortune. You know, DCAL permanent secretary earns £170,000 a year and has a near £1 million pension pot. And those are numbers that most small businesses can't even aspire to. You know, in this economy, small business owners are the shining jewels in our economy, and they need to be sustained and encouraged. And they get thoroughly depressed at this disgraceful squandering of public money. It is something serious has to be done.
Bumper Graham?
Well, Geoffrey's clearly a Thatcher baby, and I think must have been dropped on his head many times when he was a child. I mean, the stuff he's coming out with is nonsense. The fact of the matter is that if you seek to reduce the pay of public servants even more than it has been, you'll do damage to the economy because people won't be spending money in the local shops and stores. And this is about fairness and equity. Is he really saying that someone who's a nurse in Belfast should be paid less than a nurse in Birmingham, or a teacher in Derry should be paid less than a teacher in Derby? I mean, this is people getting the right rate of pay for doing the equivalent job to their colleagues in the rest of the UK.
So how would you close the gap?
How would I close the gap?
Yeah.
Well, what we've said is that the private sector in Northern Ireland does need to grow, that there should be an emphasis on trying to spend money with our Indigenous companies rather than trying to lure in big business who come for 4 or 5 years, grab the money that's available in grants and then disappear off. The executive could also legislate to introduce the living wage into Northern Ireland, which would not only help some people in the public sector, but many people in the private sector, but it would also, again, have additional money in the economy, which would be spent locally and therefore helping to improve the situation. Whereas you take Geoffrey's approach to it, it's misery for all and disimproves the
situation. What nonsense. You know, I work in the private sector. I work for private sector organisations, many, many startups, some of which are incredibly successful against all the odds. And I say against all the odds because there is this crowding out effect. The fact is that we have a limited number of employees, and most of those employees are engaged not in nursing and all of these incredibly important public service activities, but most of them are engaged in soul-destroying administrative drivel. And so many public sector employees are not motivated. They're not focused on productivity. They're not focused on enhancing the private sector here at all. And in fact, they have soul-destroying jobs.
So hold on a second, Geoffrey. What are you saying about these workers? What, they're less productive? What, they're swinging the lead?
Much less productive. Several think tanks have looked at public sector productivity, and particularly administrative grades have extraordinarily low. It's very difficult to compare productivity within the public sector because, of course, often they don't have any clearly stated objectives in their work. Whereas in the private sector, the clearly stated objective is to make some profit and to continue employing and being successful. There is no such focus in the public sector. Often, these people, particularly in administrative grades, are employed to do very, very little. And the thing is, they can never be fired. All that happens is they're redeployed, they're moved around the public sector, and often they're incredibly motivated, and often they are highly unproductive.
Well, how will many of your members feel when they hear that bumper, Graham?
Well, I mean, I think most of our members are of sound and common sense and will treat Jeffrey Peel for what he is, who's a guy who just doesn't support the public sector at all, and he speaks absolute drivel. I mean, the fact of the matter is...
He's not the only one that thinks that, though, is he?
Well, there's very few think it, in my experience. But the facts of the matter are that administration is only but a small proportion of the overall number of jobs in our public service, providing essential services. And yes, morale is low, and that will impact on productivity. And the reason that that is the case is that because of the likes of Jeffrey and his Tory friends, we've had 5 years of wage restraint. We're seeing tens of thousands of jobs being lost in the public sector over the next year, 18 months. And what's that going to do to our economy?
But there is no attempt, really.
It's going to destroy our economy rather than build our economy. Because it's our members...
There is no... Surely you agree, Bumper.
Let Bumper finish, then I'll bring you back. Go.
It's our members who are spending money in Northern Ireland. Not Jeffrey, who's probably spending his money and getting well paid for it in London.
Jeffrey?
Yeah, but remember that they're not spending a locally derived taxation. They're actually spending money.
So I'm
not allowed to speak.
The economy of Northern Ireland, Jeffrey.
It's all very
well for him to sit there and pontificate
but I'll let you come back because you know you had a good go at it. So I will bring you back in. Go on ahead, Jeffrey.
Well, Bumper, the first thing I'd say is I've been in self-employment for nearly 13 years. I've never had to depend on public sector handouts. So that's the first point I'd make. Secondly, we are underwritten to the extent of £10 billion. Most of that money. In fact, all of that money comes from GB, but most of it comes from taxpayers, not in Northern Ireland, but in London. London is the engine room of growth in this economy, and it subvents and underwrites regional economies like ours that cannot sustain themselves. And they cannot sustain themselves because of this gross dependency on the public sector, and it has to be broken. And somebody has to do something to break it. Some of the political parties need to put their head above the parapet and say, this cannot go on, because the more we are dependent on public sector spend, the more is the case that we suffer in other ways. For example, we do have the lowest salaries in the United Kingdom because we're dependent on relatively low-paid private sector jobs like retailing and so on, and we're not creating scaling high-growth businesses, the type of businesses that we most need in this economy, and that is directly as a result of public sector dependency. And unless that nut is cracked, we are not going to fix this economy.
So,
needs to wise up.
How long does it take? I mean, how long does this process take then? If we are to try and go down the road of finding more highly paid jobs in the private sector,
it'll take decades. There is no question about that. There is a fundamental malaise part of Northern Ireland's economy. I have described the Northern Ireland economy in the past as a Potemkin economy. It's a facade. There is no substance to it. It is entirely dependent on state handouts to the extent of something like 75% of our gross domestic product. And that type of economy, and Bumper would have to agree with this too, it is just simply not sustainable, particularly given the fact we're about to have a new comprehensive spending review and we're going to see massive levels of austerity. The government has not managed to get this deficit under control. And ultimately, when interest rates start increasing, and we are going to see an increase in long-term borrowing costs for governments right at the heart of the Treasury, and when that happens, we are going to see massive levels of austerity, and all of the regions are going to have to see a sea change in approach to these issues. And Bumper and his members are going to have to get real to it. The sooner they do, the better.
Bumper?
Well, I think there's a number of issues there. First of all, we need to tackle the inequalities in the UK economy. It is not fair to Northern Ireland, Scotland, the northwest, northeast of England to see that London and London alone is benefiting supposedly from the economic upturn. And we need to deal with that problem and provide resources into the regions. Also, you don't grow the economy by cutting the public service or attacking public servants. The way you grow the economy is to attract real jobs, sustainable jobs, and I think that's better done by investing in our own successful local small businesses rather than, giving more handouts to Jeffrey's friends in big business. The amount of money that goes in, subsidies, grant aid, rate reductions, etc., to big business, pales into insignificance in comparison to what will happen if we get the ludicrous nonsense of corporation tax coming to Northern Ireland. So let's stop handing out money to big business. Let's invest in the local economy and let's grow it. And let's take positive measures like introducing the living wage.
Jeffrey?
You know, that's just the opinion of a reconstructed communist. You know, the fact is we are an economy which is highly dependent on the public sector. How on earth can you suggest that our dependence on the public sector is going to reduce by an increase in government spending? You know, that is a tautological nonsense. The fact is we will only see a significant change in our economy with private sector development, and that's down to entrepreneurs being willing to invest here. And the fact is they look at our employment pool, and most of the people here work for the public sector. They do not have the necessary skills to make the move into the private sector, and that is what would be required.
You're saying there's a limited number of these private sector jobs because those who may want to come and provide them look at the skill set of the potential employees and they think, no, it's not a good fit. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. They become institutionalized. They become fossilized. They have very, very few skills. They can't write code. They don't understand digital. The new economy is a digital economy, and unfortunately, we have a paucity of skills here. Our kids aren't being properly taught computer code in schools. Our universities are not producing the type of graduates that we need for industry. We have reconstructed communists arguing that we need more public sector spending here.
Meanwhile,
we have the lowest income in the United Kingdom, largely because we're benefits dependent.
Bobber, you have 20 seconds.
Jeffrey's wrong. He contradicts himself. He says, first of all, the public sector is crowding out the private sector. Now he's saying that there are no skills in the public sector. The public sector is full of skills. The fact of the matter is that Northern Ireland has always been advertised as a low-wage economy, and we need to address that.
OK, Bumper, I have to leave it there. Thanks to Bumper Graham, also to Jeffrey Peel.